Welcome to Uncle Phil's podcast. And yes, we are back doing American Idol. And with us today, we have Victoria.
Hi.
She's been a little under the weather, so she hasn't been, she's been, you know, not able to do this.
Yes, but I'm back and ready to talk some American Idol.
And we have our producer, Joey.
Hello.
A little louder, Joey.
I have the microphone right next to me.
That's good now.
All right, good.
You know, Joey's been pretty busy too. He's has a second home now in the city. Thomas is in a Broadway show.
Oh, good plug.
Yeah, right? The Heart of Rock and Roll, by the way, I saw it four times so far, and I'm going to be going at least one more time.
At least.
And it's really good. And if you guys got a chance to go see it, you should. You know, see
it's
how it
really
goes.
Great.
Get your tickets today.
Yeah, get them soon.
Get your tickets at Broadway.com and Heart of Rock and Roll. It really is so good. It's very funny. I love the show. Yeah. Thomas is great in it. And mm-hmm. It's all Huey Lewis music. Actually, speaking
Which, I'm a big fan.
Yeah, so it's all like Huey Lewis's big rock music from the 80s. And they really, I love what they did with the music.
We should try and get him as a guest on American Idol.
Ooh.
He's doing the show now.
No, he's not.
You mean Huey Lewis?
Yeah, he's not in the show.
Oh, I thought you meant Thomas.
No.
I was like...
I mean, he's definitely doing the show now.
Yeah.
When has Thomas ever come on your podcast?
No, Angelica came on once.
Oh, she did. She mm-hmm. did.
Yeah, so I think Thomas came on as a guest. He came in and talked a little bit. He was mm-hmm. talking about the different Broadway and pop singing, right?
Yes.
He yeah. did. He did. Yeah, we had a whole little segment.
All right, so what we're going to talk about, I know we missed a lot, all right, but... This weekend, and I don't know if you saw the Sunday Night Show. We could just skim through that one. But there
skim
was some...
Skim through it.
Yeah, skim through it. I know John's going to be... First of all, I printed everything out, number one, and number two...
Did you just call him John?
John is going to be like, you know...
Oh, I thought you were calling Joey John.
John makes fun of me because I do recaps and then...
As John should.
And I print everything out.
Because John, just to confirm... We were recapping together, and he looked at me and said, oh, I better go print this out because I don't know. I need the recaps.
All right. So Sunday night.
I'm so happy to be back with you. This is great.
I missed this.
Me too. And we have another little guest here today.
Oh, I know. Look at Precious.
I brought my little Yorkie Opal to surprise Phil, so she's chilling with us.
I love it. Love it. And you know what? That's how Franny used to be in. Every time we did a podcast, yeah. Franny was sitting with us. So it makes me think about that.
I miss her.
All right. So... On Sunday night, there were, I'm just going to go real quick through these.
Yes.
Jack Black is Recap. Saying, Believe, right? Shares Believe. He did a really good job with it. Jack has been coming on strong. Beginning, they were making fun of the way his mouth moves.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Katy Perry did.
I'm proud of Jack, though.
Jack is really good.
Jack's the one with the guitar.
Yeah. Well, they all play guitar.
I know.
That's changed. American Idol, they never used to have instruments. That has changed in the new era of American Idol.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I feel like in the last 5 years, people have been a few,
everything.
Like, coming with guitars, piano.
Doesn't matter.
Love piano.
I haven't seen anybody do drums, though.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I've never seen somebody, like, drum it out and then just, like, you know, go right into a little song. But maybe, you know what? That would be something to look for in the future. That would be another...
That'd be interesting.
Change.
McKenna, which I love McKenna, okay? I know the raspy voice girl. I love her. First of all, she's gorgeous.
You know what's funny?
I knew you were going to love her. Those smoky voices. I love raspy voices.
I knew you were going to love her. You love raspy voices
yeah.
on the men and the women.
Yeah.
Will Mosley. We'll get to him. But it's so funny. I do like McKenna Faith. She's saying Everywhere I Go. By Lizzo. Did you see that one?
Well, that was last night.
Last night.
I'm talking about Sunday.
Oh, you're talking about Sunday. Okay.
I'm just going to go through real quick. She sang Iris, which I didn't know that was the name of the song.
Yeah.
That's a weird name because I don't hear Iris sing.
I've always liked that song.
It was a good song. She did it well. She has been sick, and she hasn't been sounding as good as mm-hmm. she did in the early on.
Right.
Keiko now. Let me tell you, Kyle Kirby loved Keiko.
Really?
Loved Keiko. I was talking to him periodically throughout the season. And if I knew how to call him in, I would call him in, but I don't know how to call him in. he loves Keiko. And something happened to that man, Keiko. Keiko came in, he was dressed regularly, he was not, and then the last 2 weeks, makeup, crazy clothes. and singing crazy. Now, he did really good the week before. This one was
his called energy Teenage was changing, Dirt and now Bag.
It was terrible.
Ooh,
I did not like it at all.
Yeah, no.
Wait, Keiko.
Keiko.
I see that he sang somebody that I used to know. Did they sing two songs?
No, this is Sunday, not Monday.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right.
No, no, wait. No, I don't know when that is. Someone I used to know. He did that good.
You want
to
hear it?
I think that was
he did that
a
really
few weeks
good.
Ago, yeah. Right? But Joey, thank you. That's good. That's
producers behind.
He has an interesting style.
Yeah, it started to get weird though, where I wasn't into him anymore. I was into him in the beginning. You know, he had a great story. He came in with a girl. The girl was singing, trying out. And then she goes, you know, my friend sings too. And they said, oh, you're here, try out. And he made it.
Mm-hmm.
And he got to the top 10. And he was, you know, I didn't like Teenage Dirtbag at all.
Yeah. You know what I do appreciate? Can I just say something real quick? I do love this season. They're actually like broadening their song choices.
Yes.
They're really reaching out. Like they did Iris. They did, there was another song. Oh, they did Olivia Rodrigo, which was cool. We got to get to that because I loved that.
They did Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift. I feel like they're really picking different genres of songs. And I love when they change the version of a song.
Yes.
Sometimes it hits and sometimes it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
But lately I've been really liking what they do to it. The production, let's just talk about the production behind American Idol. That has had tremendous growth.
Insane. It's so good. It's so good.
That's why everybody's playing every instrument now. Like you have to be, and it's getting hard because I feel like they're all so good.
They're all good. Last night, I'm watching it and I'm doing lives.
I loved
and
last
every,
night.
Person that sang was getting better and better and better, and I'm
I
going,
saw you were having trouble.
This is insane.
What are we at now? The top what?
Ten.
Top seven now.
Wow. Seven, because I think some went home.
It's top eight was last night. Next week we top seven. All right. Well, we started the night off with Will Mosley. Okay, and Will Mosley sang.
Sorry, are we talking about last night now?
Yes.
Okay.
Will, you got to stick with us, Joey.
It's a little hard.
Will Mosley sang Folsom Prison Blues.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I used to sing that when we had our band.
What band was that again?
It was the Brother-in-Laws. When I had Brother-in-Laws. I mean, I'm down to one now. They're all gone. A lot of divorce in this family.
So you had a band and you used to sing that?
I had a band. We had the lead guitarist was Paul. Brian was the bass guitarist. Tommy, who was still here, is the drummer.
I think that you could get all these guys. I mean, it's not like they went far.
No, we don't see Brian anymore.
Yeah, Brian, I didn't know. Yeah. I don't think I've met
him. No, Aunt Debbie's husband.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah, he was a very good, he played very well. Now, we might be able to get the daughter, right? Nicole to play because she plays every instrument. She's an amazing artist.
Does she? I didn't know that.
Amazing artist.
Does she sing too?
I don't know.
I didn't know that.
I don't know. I haven't heard her sing. Well, I know she plays all different instruments.
Good thing Phil sings and Thomas.
Yes. There you go. Nicole could play the instruments.
I hear a train a-coming. It's coming round the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. And time keeps dragging on.
Beautiful. It's so sad that you're the only one left in the band.
Well, no, Tommy.
Oh, yes, and Tommy. Yeah. Uncle T.
Do you want to hear the real?
Yeah, I want to hear Will, right. Will
what
Mosley.
Did Uncle T do in the band?
The drums. It was amazing because he
wow
he just picked up the drums and started playing them, and knew how to play them.
I feel like I could see that.
He was.
I feel like he puts that face on and then just starts going.
All right, let's hear it.
When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. I dropped the man in Reno. Just to watch him die.
I love Will Mosley. By the way, I think he's going to win.
Will Mosley?
Will Mosley, I think he's going to win.
I do not.
I doubt it.
Really? Really? I wonder why. I mean, there's some good singers left.
I have to
left,
be honest,
so.
Though. I didn't watch it, so I don't know why I don't
You just wanted to go yeah. against me, Joey.
Joey.
And then people want to know why I get on his case all the time, right?
I will say, I will give him this. Out of the guys, I think he's the most entertaining.
Yeah. And, well, about the week they told him, you got to smile more. And as he's singing, he goes, smiles in the camera. Anyway, I love the song. I thought he did a great job with it. Changed it, because that's not the medley. Right, he went up an octave.
Uh-huh.
That's not the way, you know. Johnny Cash has got the deep voice.
Right.
So
he changed it to fit his voice.
He did.
Which
he did.
You have to do some. They have to do sometimes.
Yep.
But yeah, could we talk about Tristan Harper?
Well, let's go in order.
What?
Let's go in order.
Oh, let's go in order. Yeah. I'm so sorry. Go ahead.
Kay Brienne was next. She sang "Traitor," Olivia Rodrigo. What did you think?
So, this is what I thought. I love Kay Brienne. I also love Olivia Rodrigo. And I loved her voice. What I didn't like the walking around. Why did she, like, it was beautiful. I think her voice is beautiful. But she, did you see her, like, just walking around the stage? I needed her to perform it a little more to the people. She was right here. She kept moving her hand like this. And it was like she needed to, she felt comfortable doing this. But I felt like she was just wandering, and then the song was over.
Right, well, do you want to hear it?
Yeah, but I am obsessed with her.
I think she is. Another one has a little bit of a raspy voice at times, right?
Yes.
And I didn't think this song fit that.
The judges were up on their feet. They loved it.
They did. They loved it.
I'm obsessed with her, but like I said, I think she needs... I think all of them actually need to find something in their performance. I know.
They're young.
I know.
17, 16.
6, 15, yeah.
It's insane how young they are.
They need to step it up. But go ahead, Joey. Let's hear a little bit of it.
See, I think there were parts of this song that she struggled a little bit.
I think she was good.
No, that part was great, okay. Right? But there were parts of the song that I think she strained a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Can I also say, she did mention before she sang it, she mentioned in the package that she picked this song because every time she sings it, it brings her back to a breakup that she had when she was 17. Mm-hmm. So she feels that like she's singing through that. I almost felt in her performance little bit of nerves, but then she got comfortable. But then I almost felt like she was getting emotional thinking back. She was like really putting herself there. And that's what you want to do as a singer. That's what they all do. Like when Olivia Rodrigo wrote this and sings it, you feel like, oh my God, like this is amazing, right? I felt something with her, but also, like you said, there were parts that were a little bit off.
So the song, I just want to understand the song, right? Mm-hmm. The words, You didn't cheat on me, but you were with her when you were with me. I mean, you're hanging out with somebody else while you're with me, like, and there was no cheating involved. So I'm a little confused. He's not allowed to have any friends with the girls?
No, but you don't know, like, the whole story behind that?
No, that's why I'm asking. I don't get it.
It's a whole thing. You know who knows it well? Angelica actually knows it well because we love the same, like, people. We talked about this once. She knows the story so much better than me. Okay. But basically, I think Olivia was dating somebody.
Is that the girl that was on Girl Meets World?
Yes.
Right? So that blonde girl.
He's the only person who references Girl Meets World.
Yeah. He loves it. So he still watches girl, it. I bet you're rewatching the season.
I thought License was.
Well, Driver's License, right.
Driver's License. This one, I think it's from the same album, so I'm assuming that leads into it. And she was going through her time and wrote these songs. But
maybe we can get Angelica on the podcast.
Yes,
you can try.
Angelica
will it work?
It should work.
Angelica would describe this perfectly. Should but I while try? You bring that up, basically, I think Olivia was dating somebody, and then they were young, and then she.
Now you got the hum now.
Oh. He was hanging out with somebody else, and I think it just wasn't a good look. And then,
hello.
Like,
hey,
we
Jill.
Don't know what happened.
Hi.
Hi,
you're on
Jill.
The podcast. Hold on one second.
Lower the volume.
So this is perfect.
Yeah. Sorry to surprise you, but we were talking about one of the songs last night, Traitor, And
Phil needed some.
I just watched that performance literally about 30 seconds ago.
No way.
Yeah.
Did you like it? What'd you think?
No, she should have been eliminated.
I said I kind of am obsessed with her voice, and I do hear the passion in it and the deepness of the song and what it meant to her. But I feel that she was just walking around, and it was just like.
Well, she's an emotional singer, period. So, like, yeah. Any song she sings, you're going to feel that. But she just, listen, should she have been in the top 20, top 10? Yeah, sure. But there was no way she was winning this thing. So what does it matter if she goes home now? She went home 2 weeks ago, or she goes home in 3 weeks?
I 100% agree with you.
So. Yeah, I agree.
Phil just wanted clarification. He was asking me and Joey, but I told him that you know it best. He wants to know... I don't know how he got to this, but he wants to know why Olivia Rodrigo wrote the song and how it, something happened with him. And like, what were you asking?
What I said was, I'm confused. He didn't cheat, but he was hanging out with somebody while he was dating her. Like I didn't get the words.
Jill knows
it wasn't making sense.
Wait, so are you talking about Traitor from Olivia Rodrigo?
Yes.
The original drama.
Yes.
Well, that's
what... Driver's license.
Well, he brought up Girl Meets World.
Right, Victoria said, no, it had to do with... And she starts explaining. I go, wait, I thought that was Driver's License. And that's the girl from Girl Meets World.
Right, so it's about the same guy, Joshua Bassett. Did you watch High School Musical, the musical, the series?
No. Probably did. Oh, you didn't?
No, you should watch it.
You would like that.
I watched it.
That was her co-star. They were dating. Then they broke up. And then he started dating Sabrina Carpenter, who was from Girl Meets World.
Right.
But so it's not like there's not really drama. Like Olivia wrote a few songs about Joshua Bassett and obviously included like things about Sabrina Carpenter in it. And then Sabrina Carpenter wrote that song All Because I Liked a Boy, and then that was really it. They like went back and forth with a few songs. There's nothing really that crazy. And then Joshua Bassett came out as like bisexual, so none of it really even matters.
Oh, okay.
Right.
All right. I didn't realize this because I was trying to figure out the song and it wasn't making sense to me.
Yeah, I think I was explaining a different song.
Yeah, like they all used to be friends. Like Olivia used to go to all of Sabrina's shows and stuff.
Oh.
So maybe she felt like betrayed by the both of them. But now they're also like they squashed their beef. They're all fine.
Okay.
Oh, they did? I didn't know that.
Great.
Yeah. Wow. It's not like they're feeding into it.
Doesn't matter. Right. Right.
Yeah.
I knew that you knew the whole story.
Yeah, well, I love them both. They're my top.
Me too.
They're my 2 and 3.
I said that we've spoken about this. I love Olivia and I love Sabrina too.
Yeah, they're 2 and 3 for sure.
Oh, okay. What did All you right. did Thanks, you watch John. Will Mosley?
Did I watch who? I don't know, but I watched that guy who sang Johnny Cash. What does he do with his mouth?
wait, we were talking about that earlier.
I think he's great though.
No, his mouth has got to go.
I mean, they told him you got to start smiling more.
But also, one of the girls was doing it, too. She, like...
They all got issues with the mouth.
Oh, I watched the girl sing Skinny, that song that she wrote, and she was doing it, too.
Phil's freaking out right now because he doesn't have those notes.
I don't know who Skinny is.
He's freaking out.
Yeah, no, there was a lot of people with a lot of mouth stuff.
Yeah, all right.
And Jell would notice that.
Yeah. All right. American Idol still sucks, I heard. And now I have new people boycotting it, so I'm not surprised.
Oh, my God. It's one of the best this year.
Jell, anytime you're itching to do a podcast.
I am going to watch. Is Disney night next week? Because I am going to watch that.
I don't know. I just like to be surprised when I put it on.
Oh, wow. Your notes really suck tonight, huh?
Yeah, he's not really on top of this.
And they're all printed. Right. Like
he looked at me. He looked at me, and
Joey had to throw that in, so you would tell John.
You better tell.
I'm gonna go play Monopoly. Go.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye. I all love right. her. I'm gonna go play Monopoly.
All right. Anyway, so that was.
I wanted to tell that to tell John that you printed out all the recaps.
I'm sure she will. So, anyway, then the next thing they did was the duet. Hello.
Yes.
Now,
that's what I wanted to.
What
talk
did you
to.
Think of that performance?
Wait, which with who?
Hello. Emmy Russell and Jack Blocker.
Loved it.
So good. Now, she wasn't as good as Jack. Jack was great.
No, I think that they brought out the best in both of each other.
Okay.
I really felt.
No chemistry.
What?
No chemistry.
I felt chemistry. I thought they were dating.
Serious?
I felt it all.
He looked at her one time and she never looked at him.
I know, because I think they're like young and nervous, and I really do think that like...
I'm going to watch it right now and I'll give you...
Are you kidding?
No, but together they sounded like the top of a wedding cake to me.
All right, you ready? All right. Let's hear it.
To be honest with you,
this is maybe just a bad clip, but
to be honest with you, no, but that was just the beginning. That's why I was going to say in the beginning, they didn't have to look at each other. They are on this show separately as contestants.
Okay.
Now they put them as duets, right? So of course they're young.
They don't really have chemistry is what you're going to say.
They're not going to have chemistry, and they're also going to feel, but no, Joey, they're not going to have chemistry, but also you have to remind yourself too, they're doing this as a duet, but they're also still performing for themselves.
Right.
But what I loved about these two, and I believe one of the judges said this, I wrote it down. Yeah, Katy Perry said it. She was crying and she was crying, but I think it brought out the best of both of them together. And actually, I was like, I would pay to see both of them together. I think that literally in my head, I was like, I wouldn't even want one of them to win separately. I think that they should actually go on tour together like the judges said, because I would go see it.
I didn't think they had chemistry.
Yeah, they didn't.
I think...
Only given the fact that they really weren't performing together normally. And so
they're not used to it.
Not really a critique.
Their voices together, I loved it. I don't know why.
But that's not chemistry.
No, but it'll come.
They each other.
Let's call Lisa on the phone and ask her.
Where's Unknown? Get Unknown on the phone.
Unknown.
She might answer because, you know, it's been a minute.
No,
but...
I talked to her before.
No, she had a heads up.
I got in trouble because I hung up on her the other day because I was ordering Chinese food and she keeps talking. So I said, I got to go. And then she was still talking. So
why didn't you say I have to go order Chinese food?
I did. Then I texted her back.
Lisa, he's trying to throw you off the phone.
Unknown.
Anyway, unknown. The next person that came up was McKenna Faith Breinholt. Now, she has a great story since our first time around. She had parents, and she found out they're not her real parents, right? And
her birth family was in the audience.
Her birth family, in the audition, American Idol brought the birth family for the first time to meet her. They were talking on the phone. Wow. That was the first time when they met her. So, you know, great, right?
Wait, awesome. Tell me the story again. I don't quite know it.
All right.
Did she sing with a partner too or no?
No.
How come?
She sang with a partner with four girls later.
Gotcha. Sorry.
All right. So the first thing that her audition, she was going to sing. And she says, yeah, my family's outside. And then she tells the story how she was adopted. Her mother was a singer. Right?
I do remember.
And the mother died.
Yes.
But she had other family members. And what they did was American Idol flew them in and they surprised her at the audition.
Wow.
So after she finished singing, they came in. It was touching. Great story.
They always know when to make it emotional. And
you can tell early on who's going to make it pretty far.
Although I do remember receiving a text from you about 4 weeks ago saying, what did he say, Joey? He said, oh, it's all the same. Let's cover next week.
Everything was emotional. I get it because I was okay with missing it because all of them were, everything is a heartstring and
does everyone have a depressing story or are there?
No, there's a lot of depressing stories. But there's people bullied. There's, you know, there's everything, right? So, you know, I don't know.
Well, I think it's probably just the reality TV of it, right? Like everyone has something, it's how much they play it up, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Right. I get it.
It's good TV.
But right. If I'm making a show, I'm going to have a couple of those in, but not everyone.
Yeah.
That's all I'm
saying.
I like
when the old American Idol would like here and there.
Yeah. Right.
Exactly.
And it seemed more real.
Right. Because like it wasn't every single person. Now it almost is like every single person, but you're right. Like people would just walk onto audition because they're there and they're good and they want the spot.
Right.
Yeah. Like Kelly Clarkson slept in a car, right? That's amazing that she won and she was sleeping in a car for a little bit. So, I mean, I'm not saying that the stories don't mean anything, but I was 1 week, it was just every person had a story and it was starting to get annoying. And
now, do they just put everyone who's auditioning, are they automatically through, or do they say, are there a lot of no's?
They don't do that anymore because they got criticized. There's a couple of no's, but they were getting criticized because they were making fun of people, which was, to me, part of the entertainment of the show.
Is it obvious, though, if someone doesn't have a story that they're going to be no?
No. Not at all.
Well, I was just going to say, it almost makes it a little, like, sad because it's like, if you show up and you have a really good voice, now because there's so much involved with the producing side of it and the production side of it, they might not because you have a good voice.
Not everybody has a story, but it seemed that one day everybody had a story.
Do they still do like the open call, like that you can just show up, or is it all like
planned? No. They have open calls and then they pick the people in the open calls to bring it, to come in.
Okay.
Right?
I guess I should probably know this, right?
It's fine. Don't worry about it.
You're good. You're great.
I'm trying to educate the listeners, you know, just in case.
Yeah.
Yeah, as long as you get the songs, you know, that's all that matters.
I love it.
I have McKenna, if you want to listen.
Okay, since you got her. All right. I didn't love the way she did it. It's a very clean song, by the way.
I have something else to say after this.
Voice seems a little cracky.
Yeah, I think she was very shaky and nervous with it. And I was just going to say, this is a song she said by Lizzo called Everywhere I Go. So they have the three songs, right? And then they pick which one they're going to sing. And then they rehearse it and they get ready. And then after they sing this week, they had to pick which judge picked the song for them, right? So she got this song, Everywhere I Go. I don't recall who was the judge who picked it. However, she didn't know this song. She was going with another song. She was picking another song that was on the list. I think she was going to do a Miley Cyrus song. And then she listened to this song and she said she instantly said it's her favorite song now, like ever. And she said she instantly said, that's got to be the song I sing. And she sang it for her family and her birth family was there. And she just felt like it was very meaningful to her.
Yeah, and she was very good. It just didn't have the extra oomph to it, but she was very clean.
Right.
Right? And right. I'm used to the real horse, the rat, you know, and I didn't hear it on that as much, but very good.
Yeah.
Right? But very good. I think the next person up was Jack Blocker, if I'm not mistaken. What's the song he sang?
Was it Hello?
Always On My Mind. Always On My Mind. By Willie Nelson.
He did that phenomenal.
I loved it.
He did that phenomenal.
I was so proud of him. And I have to say, he usually always uses a guitar. This was the first time he said he wasn't. So he said to the judges, he was a little nervous about it because he's used to holding it and like feeling like his energy through that. He didn't even need it. I literally wrote, I said he didn't need his guitar. I said he did so great. And honestly, it was so beautiful all the way till the end. Sorry, Opal. All the way to the end. Loved it. I absolutely loved it. Judges were standing.
All right, let's listen.
Yeah, you can play it as we're talking, but yeah. And he sounded a little bit like Willie.
I don't know Willie.
Not here, but...
He has a great voice.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Love him.
Now, Katy Perry admitted that she was wrong about him early on. At this point, Katy Perry is destroying the other judges. Lionel got the first one, the next three with Katy. Luke had nothing. Nothing.
Do you still love Katy Perry?
Do you see how beautiful she is? I mean, seriously, she is perfect.
You have such an obsession with her.
She's perfect. And last night she put a leg up over her head. Oh. It was insane that she was able to do that.
Oh, I missed that part.
Oh, right.
Oh, boy.
The next thing, there was another duo between Tristan Harper and Will Mosley.
Yes, I wanted to talk about that.
What Makes You Country, I think is the name of the song. Is that a Luke Bryan song? I think it is.
What Makes You Country?
Yeah.
So here's the thing. If you want, can you pull that one up, Joey, please? Because I love them together.
Yeah, they were good.
I think each duet, everybody sounds so much stronger together. And we're going to get there when we talk about the four girls, but I want to hear this song first.
So this is...
It's called What Makes You Country by Tristan Harper.
I enjoyed this song choice. I really did. I love the song choice. Yeah. I think they perform so well together. The judges loved it.
Well, they're two good singers.
They bring out, right? You know what it was? These two got, they brought out their energy with each other.
Okay.
You didn't feel that?
They
had more chemistry. They were looking at each other more than the other and feeding off of themselves in the crowd.
Which is what you need when you're performing a duo.
Yes, but when you're doing a ballad like that, and it, like I said, it was the first time they were doing it together, they were performing as they know. They're solo, right? So that's part of the competition. You have to adapt. But they were doing it solo and...
Okay.
And I loved it. I don't know. I loved all the duets.
It was really good, without doubt. I don't think we're going to have this one, though, because I don't think it's posted.
Nope, we got it.
Oh, we got it.
Yeah, I was making faces. Sorry.
This was very entertaining for me.
I was in tune to what you were making, the faces you were making, Joey.
I'm just, there's an ad right now. So.
Okay.
No, this duet was very entertaining for me. And to be honest with you, everyone in this season, I feel that they are much more entertaining together than separately.
Uh-oh.
You can just play it.
Again.
Angelica Conti, FaceTime video.
Well done.
All right, let's see what Angelica...
No, I didn't answer. Everybody doing their own thing. I got my little bed when I was 12. The cat tried to haul them in bail. Back at his boat, kissing their lines. Running bird dogs through the Georgia line. Steps are covered down the peanut butter.
Very good together, right?
Very good.
All right, let's see what Angelica wants. I think she wants to come in and say something else.
Let's see. Yeah, I loved that.
No, it's only about Monopoly Go. I'm sorry to get your hopes up.
Oh, Jesus. All right. So the next song is one of my favorites of the year. All right? One of my favorite songs of the year. And part of this is I love the song originally. All right? Evanescence, Abby Carter, Bring Me Back, Bring Me to Life.
Bring Me to Life by Evanescence. Bring Me to Life,
right? Oh, my God. She was phenomenal.
Loved it.
I sat there, I got teary-eyed watching this.
She was my favorite pick from last night, and I think it started off how it was supposed to, and then she built it, it got stronger, and by the end, it was incredible. I love her voice. I think her voice has a lot to do with it.
It matched the song,
yep.
Great song choice.
Judges loved it, they were on their feet. I mean, she started soft, and then all of a sudden, like the middle to end, she was belting.
It was about Abby?
Abby Carter.
Abby Carter.
But that is how the song goes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing missing was the guy coming in. But she nailed it. And singing the, you know.
Wake me up. Yeah. You don't need that.
I could have done that.
I know. Wake me up inside. Wake me up inside. All the things you save me from.
Wake me up.
Wake me up inside.
Wake me up.
Save me.
Opal is looking like you guys are crazy.
One of my favorite songs.
We just scared my dog.
Really? Hello, Opal. One of my favorite songs. I love Evanescence because of that song. And that was phenomenal job by Abby Carter. I didn't think she was a leader until that song.
Abby Carter, you're great. Now, Abby, so we were discussing this earlier that a lot of the contestants are younger this year. Abby's 24. So she's a little older. She's in the little bit of the older age gap.
That's older?
Compared to them.
Yeah.
Compared to them. No, that's not old. Oh, boy. If I could go back to being 24 right now. Whew.
imagine me. I'm 61.
That's right. You are older than me. I wasn't.
I'm not there yet. June's my
I'm
birthday.
Not even close to you. No. I'm kidding. All right. But loved. Now let's talk about
Julia Gagan.
Go ahead. All Julia. Right.
She sang Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
No, she did not.
Yes,
she
I feel did. Like someone always sings yes, Somewhere did. Over the Rainbow.
Someone always does sing Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
She sang Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
You're talking about Sunday.
No, last night.
No, he's right.
Oh, I thought she sang. Oh, I got that wrong. I'm so sorry. I put that she sang Here I Am by Bryan Adams. Was that?
Wait a minute.
Sunday?
Who, no, it's it was here. I'll remind you. Oh wait.
So when she sang "Here I Am" though by Bryan Adams, just a funny thing with that. Don't you recall who wrote the music for Pretty Woman the musical? Bryan Adams. It was. And Thomas was in that. So shout out to Thomas. Shout out to Pretty Woman.
Go get your tickets for Heart of Rock and Roll.
Go get your tickets for Heart of Rock and Roll if you want to see Thomas Bracco on Broadway.
All right. I have Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Yeah. Let's hear it. It was last night. But I know what you're talking about. Somebody sang that. Shout
out. Yeah. Bryan Adams. Julia Gagnon.
Very bored of some of the
things nice. That you go dare on? To dream really do come true. No.
You should be having you know, listen,
that was horrible.
The
church,
the Wagner College Theater we did, you finally got a speaking part.
I did.
The next time you're gonna do singing.
Oh, no, anything but singing. I leave that to you. But I will say, we did do a little, we acted together, yes. In Greece.
Yes.
I played Miss Lynch.
There's the jacket right there.
There is the jacket. I was looking at that before. I played Miss Lynch, the principal of Rydell High, and you were?
Johnny Casino. She sang that the night before.
So I was right.
Julia Gagnon, she had to sing that the night before.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't last night.
Yeah.
She did a great job at Over Rainbow. She mixed two different versions in there.
They took it and they almost made it like a Hawaiian version.
Yeah, but they...
Isn't it always?
No.
The Hawaiian
no,
version?
No. Other people have done that version.
Yeah.
Right? But it's not the real.
Right. But Joey's right. I think some they always do a Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Always. It's like it's always the Hawaiian choice. Version.
Right? It's a beautiful song.
I mean, I love it. It's just a little played out.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm just,
Now, I want to talk about... I love your two cents.
Yeah, I love it.
Joey's got the best two cents. You might as well have three. So, I don't know what I'm saying.
What? Five.
There you go. It's getting delirious thing for me now. Can we talk about this now? One of the last things I want to talk about. Abby, Julia, McKenna, and Kay Brianne.
Yes.
That's a mouthful.
That's a mouthful, right? Say that five times fast. So, they did a song together, all the girls, called Wide Awake. What'd you think? Because I have thoughts.
Not a fan of that song.
Mm-hmm.
I love Katy Perry, but not a fan of that song.
Wait. Do you love Katy Perry?
Yeah.
Okay.
We didn't know. We couldn't tell. You liked how she looked yesterday?
She was wearing a wig. Right. That was what she said in the show. For people making fun of my hairdo, it's a wig. She was like that. But
she wears a lot of wigs.
She does. That's her thing. She wears wigs, so
that's fine.
I thought it was okay. I'm not in love with the song the way they sang it or nothing, mm-hmm. but I think it was okay. There were parts of it they were really good at, and there were parts of it were like, eh.
So going back to you talking about chemistry mm-hmm. with who? Emmy Russell and
Jack Blocker,
right? You said they know chemistry. I thought this was 1,000% worse than that duet. And I'll tell you why.
Because they're all singing their own parts, trying to outperform each other.
They're all trying to outperform each other. That wasn't even my issue. My issue is, if you're going to do that, yes, they're not signing up to be a girl band, right? So, but you have to, and Katy Perry said it best. Katy said, I liked the girl power. And I saw that. I liked the girl power, but what I didn't like is there was no entertainment factor. I thought singly, separately, alone, they were great because they were in their own style. They sang it the way that they would sing it. Coming together did nothing. Nobody helped each other. There was no girl power. There was just girl power separately, but there was nothing. They didn't help each other. I was not entertained. I didn't enjoy this. They sounded pretty, but... Actually, when the song started, I thought it was Frozen. I thought it was Let It Go for some reason. It sounded like it, but it was Wide Awake. But the point is, I don't know. I just didn't like them at all together. Okay. It did nothing for me, and that's what it felt like. It felt like they were just worried about themselves rather than trying to sing it together.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I think Katy Perry felt that way, too. She just didn't say it for some reason.
No, they said, when's the group name? And they said, Katy's Ladies.
Yeah.
whatever. I like I said, it was okay, right? I wasn't sold on that. Then they had the memorial thing for Mandisa who died. It was pretty good actually. It was fine. It was three people singing. Eliza Doolittle was really good. Melinda Doolittle. That's Eliza's the
actress. Eliza's the actress. Yeah, I'm like, wait.
Melinda Doolittle, Danny Golkey, and Colton Dixon. They were pretty good. Now we're getting near the end here. Tristan Harper sang "Sand in My Boots." I thought he was terrible.
I didn't like that.
I thought he was terrible, and I thought he's the one that should have went home.
I feel bad. He's young. He's 15.
I know.
But you know what? If you're gonna sign up for the show, and you're gonna wow me at 15, you'll win the show. I was not excited. He has a very country vibe.
Yeah, and he's good. Cute,
but I didn't still like love this song. Lionel Richie picked this song for him.
Yes, and he thought of two songs. He was stuck between the two.
Yeah, I was not excited.
I think the other one would have been better. It's not that he sounded bad. He sounds fine. It was no performance to me. It was just
no blah. Wow factor.
It was just blah.
I agree.
And then the last performance of the night was Emmy Russell, Coal Miner's Daughter. Wow. Imagine singing your grandmother's song. We didn't mention this before, but Loretta Lynn is her grandmother. She does not have the voice of her grandmother. She's a very nice singer, very good voice.
Right.
Does not have the voice of her grandmother. She did this song very well.
She did. She's 24 as well. I thought she did the song amazing. She did say in the package when she was rehearsing that every time she sings it, she cries and she thinks of her grandma.
She almost cried.
How'd she get from? She almost cried. But you know what?
She caught it.
She did. But compared to her and McKenna Faith, the difference is McKenna, you felt the timid and the scaredness and the emotion behind it. In Emmy Russell, you felt the emotion, but like a performer, she worked him through it. Yes. And I appreciate it. I loved this. I love this. And Katy Perry said, Katy Perry was hysterical crying. And she said, I think Katy picked this song. And she said, Katy Perry said, yep, this was my pick. But I picked this because you are Emmy Russell and you could do anything. So she wanted her to know that. And, you know, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, this is perfect.
Yeah, it was really good.
Love it. And honestly, I'm such a sucker for a piano. So like when a piano and a good voice are like married together, I'm won over. So I have to say, who's your favorite girl of the night? Or so far, thus far in the competition, who's your favorite girl? Thus
far, it has been overall McKenna. It wasn't last night, but it has been McKenna overall.
Joey, do you have one?
No.
Yeah, the guy. Why'd you say no?
No, who's your favorite girl?
Girl.
Oh, favorite girl. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm multitasking. Can I come back? Can you come back to me?
Yes.
I got to find a name.
I have two. I like Emmy Russell.
Last night was Abby Carter.
And Abby Carter. I was going to say, I love Emmy Russell and I love Abby Carter. The both of them have it in different ways. And I appreciate both of their voices. I love them.
I think Emmy Russell.
Emmy Russell, right? I agree. Good pick, Joey. Joey knows, see? Although, do you remember my track record?
No, you won one time.
One time, but last year I came closer than you.
You picked the guy because you thought he was hot.
Well, that, and I liked his voice. And he had a guitar, and usually I don't go for them. And it was good. Favorite guy thus far?
Will Mosley.
Really?
The hands down.
What?
Jack Blocker.
Me too. Jack Blocker. Me and Joey have same picks.
We're always in sync.
That's right. Mm-hmm. We are always in sync.
So I'm going to say that Joey has listened to snippets.
Yes.
Right? Not the whole songs.
Accurate.
And Will Mosley, if he goes back and listens to all of them, you will say, wow, Phil's
right.
But I'm
not into that style. So I get it. I get it.
Me too.
But I just can't connect to that style.
I agree with you. Like, it's hard to get on board with something that you don't like.
I feel like it's just like everything kind of sounds the same.
I shouldn't say that. I just said it's hard to get on board with something that you don't like. I'll take that back. It's not that I don't like that, because I've realized as you grow up that people will say to me all the time, like, "Ooh, I hate your music." Like, oh my gosh. You know how many times people get in my car and they're like, "I hate your music." Like,
your Broadway music?
Me and Thomas love, like, yeah, me and Thomas love yeah. Broadway, but we also love, I was going to say, yeah, it's poppy. A good example. We love hip hoppy. We like a little bit of some rap. Like, it depends. Mm-hmm. We don't love heavy metal rock and like things like that, right? In certain genres, well, like, what is this? But those people who like that, that's just the sound you like. So I like when somebody says, "I hate your music," I'm like, "Oh no, we just have different sounds. I don't like rock. I don't like Metallica, but you do." You know, like, but I appreciate that for you. So when you like that genre, I appreciate it. And I'm not saying that they're bad. They're actually probably very good at their craft, and I appreciate it. It's just, I rather like go in my car and listen to like
I'm going to go Beyonce. Listen though to, what's his name?
Will Moseley?
Yeah.
Okay,
and I'll get back to you next week.
Okay. Because we're coming down to the wire. Next week's 7.
Yeah, we started a little late, but you know what?
I actually love that I'm able to catch up. It's like very efficient. Like I get to do it in real time.
Yeah.
Same. I do it at work. It's great.
Now the ending comes and they're pulling the people up and they're calling, "You made it, you made it, you made it, you mm-hmm. made it." And the final two were Cabrian and McKenna, right? Now, two people were supposed to go home last night. And the judges, they go, "You're going to save one," right? So they talked about it, and Katy Perry starts crying and basically saying, "I didn't want to do this because I love both of you, but I want to hear McKenna sing again." So McKenna got to stay. Cabrian went home.
Right.
So, that's pretty much what I got.
And, I feel bad because I really did like her, but I do agree with Jill that she wasn't going to stay anyway. Yeah. I don't think she would have been there much longer anyway. It is hard, though. You know, you don't want to see anybody go. And they work so hard, and they'll all be great. Now they have connections. They network, and they're all going to, they're all going to do good things. So. All
right. I'm trying to bring this up over, but it's not working.
Is that the outro? Oh.
Okay. All right, I guess that's it.
I guess so.
Well, thank you for having us.
Yes, it didn't go on where it's supposed to be, but whatever.
No, glad this to be is back. Perfect. We're right. So glad to be back. Okay. Thank you for having
thanks,
us.
Thanks for showing up, guys. I appreciate it.
I'll see you next week, maybe. No, I'm kidding. All right. Bye-bye. Bye.